So when you're sitting up, you want to try to make sure that your feet are planted flat on the ground. Your ankles, knees, hips should be bent at a 90-degree angle. You're sitting down equally through both sits bones. So those are the bones that are in your rear end. You're drawing your belly button in. Your shoulders should be broadened, and you're lifting up through the top of your head. So it's a lengthening of the spine, pressing down through your sits bones and lifting up to the top of the head.
And of course, most of us don't like to do that. We like to slouch and get comfortable in that chair.
It takes a lot of body awareness. You have to be mindful of your posture in all positions at all times. And it also takes your muscles working. If our posture is altered, the muscles in front of the body become tightened and the muscles in back of the body become weak. So it takes some work, but it's worth it in the end.
Well, you have a number of strategies to deal with back injury and pain. Among them, proper exercise.
For cardiovascular health, mm-hmm. you want to be doing some type of aerobic exercise that's making your heart beating fast, making you breathing fast, making you sweat a bit. This is important for stress management, weight management, oxygenation to the different tissues in your body.
In order to keep your back in shape, you've really got to look at the body as a whole,
Absolutely.
Not just focus on the back.
Correct.
You also mentioned proper shoe wear. I know all about that. When those heels start to wear
right.
unevenly, you feel it. And controlling your weight. But some others caught my attention. You mentioned managing stress. Stress affects the back.
When we're stressed out, the body releases an inflammatory hormone called cortisol, meaning that it creates inflammation in the body, and inflammation hurts, and it makes it difficult to heal, and it makes it difficult to lose weight, and it puts you at risk for getting some of the chronic illnesses out there. We know we're going to have stress and pressure. That's just how life is, but it's the way that we deal with it that's really important.
No smoking? How does smoking affect the back?
Okay, smoking hardens the disc in your spine. So the discs are in between the vertebrae in your spine. And so they like to be well hydrated because they cushion. That's their job. Smoking hardens the disc. It weakens the bones in your body, and you have a lot of bones in your spinal column. Mm-hmm. These are called your vertebrae, mm-hmm. and it also impairs your circulation. It slows down blood flow, and blood carries oxygen, and oxygen is what is needed to help heal damaged tissues.
Now, something you call clicking it on.
Clicking it on means drawing your belly button in and up toward your spine. As you tuck your abdomen in or squeeze your belly button in, that helps to create what we call an internal corset or a brace for your low back. So it helps to really stabilize and protect your spine with everything that you do, with everyday activity. Even sitting, you should be drawing your belly button in or clicking it on.
At what point should you seek medical attention for back pain, as opposed to using over-the-counter pain relievers or something?
So I would say if, you know, a few weeks to a couple months go by and you are just not getting any better with what you're doing, or if you start to experience numbness, tingling, severe burning type of sensation down your leg, you might want to consider either going to your doctor or going back to your doctor for further evaluation.